Democrats sent the messages to Stephanie Van Grol while he was prosecuting her ex-boyfriend for trying to strangle her. Kratz resigned from the Victims' Rights Board under pressure from the Department of Justice after Van Grol complained to the police about his efforts to start an affair with her. Board attorney Bruce Olson said today that the substance of the closed session resignation of Kratz wasn't on today's agenda and therefore couldn't be discussed.
We realize that this is a matter of public interest and are not trying to stonewall in any way, but trying to maintain the integrity of our own process as set forth in the statute.
Kratz, who is now undergoing therapy at an undisclosed location, has said he candidly described his inappropriate behavior to the board in a closed session when he resigned. The Office of Lawyer Regulation, or OLR, announced it has reopened an investigation into Kratz's behavior, citing information that indicates his sexual advances towards Van Grol may be part of a pattern of behavior. Olson of the Victims' Rights Board says the OLR is the more appropriate body to sanction Kratz because, unlike the board, it deals with professional responsibility of lawyers.
We don't really deal with matters of professional responsibility except in the limited circumstance where they directly affect an enumerated statutory right of victims.
Those rights do include the right to request the Victims' Rights Board to review a complaint against a criminal justice official, but Van Grol never did that because her complaint had already been forwarded to the Office of Lawyer Regulation. Governor Doyle has begun the process of removing Kratz from office. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.